This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A senior Hamas figure has been killed in Beirut.
Israeli strike in the Lebanese capital on Tuesday has killed Hamas's number two political leader. Saleh Arouri was the most senior figure in the group killed since the Israel-Hamas war began nearly 3 months ago. The strike hit an apartment in a building in a Shiite district of Beirut. That's a Hezbollah stronghold. The move marks a potentially significant escalation of Israel's war. Arouri's killing risks provoking major retaliation from the militia. Hezbollah leader Syed Hassan Nasrallah has vowed to strike back against any Israeli targeting of Palestinian officials in Lebanon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN urged for maximum restraint as the Hamas official was killed.
Hamas official Bassem Naim confirmed to the Associated Press that Arouri was killed in the blast. A Hezbollah official speaking on condition of anonymity in line with regulations also said Arouri was killed. Florencia Sotonino, associate spokesperson for the Secretary General, spoke on the threat of possible retaliation.
Because of the escalating tensions and the fragility of the situation in the region, we are calling for maximum restraint from all parties.
Earlier in the day, Hezbollah said its fighters carried out several attacks along the Lebanon-Israel border, targeting Israeli military posts. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Russia and Ukraine have exchanged hundreds of prisoners of war and a deal sponsored by the United Arab Emirates. Ukrainian authorities say the 230 Ukrainian prisoners of war returned home. Russia's defense ministry says that 248 Russian servicemen have been freed from Ukrainian captivity. The ministry says that the deal was made possible thanks to mediation.